And that was quite unique because we were the first year to try a new system of what was called continuous assessment. And the final two-year period was divided into 10-week periods, sessions, in the various major specialties, for instance, surgery, medicine, psychiatry, obstetrics and gynecology, and pediatrics. And we spent 10 weeks actually working as an assistant to the house officer attached to one particular consultant's firm. And we had to be there virtually all the time. We had to be noticed. We had to be noticed on ward rounds, not only physically, but also academically, making asking useful questions and making sensible comments. So it was quite a discipline. And at the end of each 10-week period, we had various assessments, a multiple choice examination, a clinical examination where we were given a patient to examine, etc. The old-fashioned one, then a viva, where we were sat at a table being interrogated by consultants. It was quite challenging. And as we neared the end of the two-year period, we hadn't been assured that we weren't going to take final examinations. So these final examinations were scheduled, I do believe, for the March of 1970. And most of us were finishing our final 10-week period in the February. And some of us hadn't done major subjects like medicine or surgery for almost 18 months, so we were sweating a little. And that was quite a stressful period. But at the end, towards the end of the final 10-week period, we were reassured by the dean of the medical school that they got enough information that we didn't need to take finals. And there was a huge sigh of relief breathed by everyone. But in discussion following the completion of the course, we felt that this was a very good way to learn medicine. It was hands-on. And we were exposed to part of the patient's pathway from the time they were admitted to hospital to the time they were discharged, and sometimes during the outpatient follow-up clinics as well. So it was a very good way to learn medicine and get a taste for actually what you wanted to do with the rest of your career. It didn't work in my case because I liked most of it, and it was very difficult for me to decide what I wanted to do. I did decide that I needed some practical experience. So having done my first house job at the Birmingham General Hospital on a cardiology firm, which was quite high-powered, I decided to move out to peripheral hospitals to get some hands-on practical experience in surgery and medicine without having half a dozen registrars looking over my shoulder, learn to make my own decisions and to learn how to make my own decisions. And that's why I came to Dudley and did my first surgical house job at the guest hospital in Dudley, which had an associated accident and emergency department. And then following that, I did 6 months at the Worsley Hospital in general medicine. And that was really general medicine. We saw just about everything there. And I got a lot of practical experience. But even at the end of that time, I hadn't made my mind up what I wanted to do with my career.